You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step.
Impact, contribution, influence. We can feel like these things are out of reach unless we are best-selling authors, leaders of countries, or with endless financial resources to facilitate change. This limited thinking causes us to freeze and to feel pretty helpless. We feel like our value is inferior in comparison. The truth is, we are not all supposed to be top selling authors on the New York Times bestseller list. We're not all supposed to be presidents of a nation or a billionaire. I mean, if these are your desires, if the idea of this stokes a fire in your belly, then by all means, go right ahead. Follow that desire, set that intention, and move in that direction each day, little by little. But the fact is that many of us are capable of having incredible contribution and creating ripples of wonder across the globe by tending to our own corner of the garden, as Marianne Williamson puts it. I want you to ask yourself this question. How can I make my life more meaningful and more rich in a way that might also serve others? Here are some ideas for you. One, be willing and open to be courageous and vulnerable in conversations with your partner. This might create a new example for your kids on how to navigate conflict. Or perhaps you might inspire an onlooker to be bolder and more courageous themselves. Number two, check in on an elderly neighbor, share a cup of tea, ask them about their life. This might give them the lift that they need. It might help them to feel more relevant and give them more confidence to perhaps re-engage in activities that they've let slip over the last few years. Number three, setting boundaries for the entire household around technology. Perhaps you all charge your phones in the kitchen at night or agree to no screens at the table during dinner. This might provide daily pockets of connection for you and for your kids to feel safe to share about their lives and what's going on for them right now. And also, this might potentially shred any hierarchical dynamic where there is one rule for the kids and another for the adults, right? Because we don't actually need our phones for an alarm as much as we tell our kids that. And we don't need to reply to that one email during dinner. I am speaking from recent experience on this one. So take some time today to ponder these questions. Who lives in or regularly visits your corner of the garden? How can you tend to these relationships in meaningful ways? I feel this bubbling sense of optimism when I imagine what would happen if we all tended to our own corner of the garden?
That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.